So there's a way for us to get through, so you can move forward. Well, I can't get through behind you, so go forward.
The music, it's, yeah, we call it recovery. Every possible configuration.
And it's like, also, it was bad for Daniel to get around.
Well, he's not getting around.
Well, he will be. He will be.
Phil just wants to keep an eye on the door right now, yeah.
He is.
I think a place like that would check with us if we have cops in every year. And every year, our program is set way before. I think the last year, before the pandemic, we had like yes and no today. It was like a huge crowd in our place, and we didn't walk over there and stuff.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Brooklyn is so big, you know, it's like to get here, from here to there is.
Well, but yeah, I was really glad that it's at the Met and not at Jim's. We'd be getting there and taking stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I found out from Stephanie.
We could set up a mirror on the other side.
An elevator, Jim's.
Oh, really?
He never has it open.
And I could go like this.
No, Stephanie works for that.
Oh.
I mean, if you guys want to.
I'll come share with Stephanie.
Move on over.
Pop program.
Are you ready? Yeah. But it's a max 1.6 patch. Yeah, Jesse.
I was just admiring it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Brings back fond memories.
But it was like kind of my conception, because I started doing video in the 80s. And so this was like an ABC roll editing studio, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, and each one, so this is like a source, or it could be a camera.
Yeah.
Source, and then each camera, I plug into up to four cameras, and that's for this budget.
Yeah.
It could be a camera.
Yeah.
And so A, B, C roll.
Nice.
That's it. But with the preview monitor, is it the final?
Yeah, it should.
Correct?
Yeah.
And this was a lot, like back then, I was saying that that's eating up RAM, and I was saying, I need this, because then I can perform, and I don't have to worry about sitting somewhere.
Yeah, it's nice to have a monitor.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And then you play, you perform.
But it comes from physical.
Yeah.
Now I look at like really young people who design this, they're completely different, because they're not coming from here.
Yeah.
No.
And actually, they look at my design. And when I see like all the neighborhoods, it's
wow, yeah.
I missed that.
Do you have any Zoom
yet?
Oh, Zoom the camera?
Me too.
It's my favorite. Those Sony's of that era.
Oh, it's FireWire.
Yeah, but I also, I mean, like when I travel, I use a Canon, which is the Vixia. I forgot which number, but it can go. They could switch between 4:3 and it is FireWire.
Yeah.
But like the colors of the Canon. And now nobody makes a 4:3 camcorder.
Oh, really? You have to like shoot 16 and then like crop.
And when you read the specs, someone
like, and then you have to say,
oh, yeah.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. It's great for shipping Arizona for Western.
And then they came and they took
that very good. 4:3 is like what's called the gold rectangle.
Right.
Right.
They came back to 20%.
Yeah.
And I'm just shocked that you sold it. You know, and then you had like the mic. I have two of those.
Yeah. overworked that.
On a four to three is a specific harmony too.
Well, when you say we were in the courts.
Is it?
Yeah, in general.
Oh, what's four over three as a harmony?
It's not four four.
Five over, well, three over two is a perfect fit. I think four over three is a four.
Oh, you failed.
Hey, Eva, how are you?
Welcome back.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Always happen to you.
Yeah, it's just very low.
You guys have magic hats? There's a red hat.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you also have a DSA hat?
And, my mom made it when I was a senior.
Cool.
Oh, wow. I have one sweater, which is the only sweater my mom made.
Uh-huh.
Because other friends' moms made sweaters, and I always told her. So she made a very big effort, and she made me one sweater. And I still have it.
Oh.
And she said, never again. Wasn't her thing. But it's a beautiful sweater. And on top of that, she asked me to choose the wool, and I chose like some kind of like
that's good.
It was some kind of like Greek mountain sheep wool. So it was like very cold, no, but very open like this. It was very cold. And then she was gonna make a hat with it. We got COVID in Italy. Finally, after 3 years. What?
Oh, you guys have to quarantine.
It's a fancy year straight into COVID.
Well, we waited until we were next. We were very fast. So it was very nice.
That's true. So she has seen.
cede your seat back to you.
Don't worry, don't worry. People are coming.
Hooray.
Okey dokey, got that time for it.
The people, they're here for it.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here, buddy.
Are the flowers on your keyboard important for how it sounds?
They are because they're uplifting to me, and so.
If we could.
I just had a.
I can't go in them, I don't want to go in them.
Sure.
Oh, you got it.
So you made a. I bought a whole bunch of big flowers.
I come closer.
Windows in my house.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Something tells me this isn't my personal microphone. Welcome to Shift, if you haven't been here before. I hope you get on our mailing list and come back, because we have heaps and heaps and heaps of great shows coming up. And we're very happy to be partnering with Experimental Intermedia, of course. And they have a couple of great shows coming up, like Griffin Rue tomorrow night, I think, at Friedman Gallery?
No, White Box.
That's close. And their flyers are out there in the hallway. This is Pauline's night, and I'm just happy to give it over to her. Okay.
Thank you, David, and Phil, and Catherine, and Archie, and Daniel, and all of you that are here tonight. This is a very special night, as it turns out. In putting this program together, there are many channels of memory and self-examination that occurred with picking up that phone when Phil Newblock called and asked me if I would like to present something at David Watson's venue, Shift. Of course, it was a resounding yes, but I guess I didn't really realize that it was about music that I had written or music that I will be writing for this night. And I guess it's the first in the history of my very short-lived composition career right now, composing career, that anyone has asked me to do that. So it's really special, and thank you very much, Phil and Catherine, for having me. One of the things that I knew immediately, though, was that we wanted to collaborate with Catherine. And for many years, we've been wanting to do that as our duo String Noise. But for Catherine to be here tonight in this context is even more special. So thank you. And what's even more amazing is that I have my two bands that I play in, that I love dearly, playing on the same night here under one roof. And you all may know me with my violin duo String Noise with Conrad Harris. We've been around for about 10 years playing around. But right before 2020 kind of disappeared, I had started a new project with my dear friend Jesse Stiles in Pittsburgh. And it's so incredible that he's here tonight to be a part of this, because we're called Congregation of Drones. And one of the things I wanted to do was create a new piece that was dedicated to Phil. So we'll end with that, and it's called Holding Hands Can Wait. And in thinking about this piece, what it really came down to was love. And what is love? What is love to you? What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it taste like? We say, I love this. We say, I love you. I love that. Love. What does that word mean to you? And what is the power of love? You know? So I think the title Holding Hands Can Wait came from somewhere. I can't quite remember where, but it made me think about that. And I hope tonight you'll also think about what that means to you and what I'll leave it at that. I'd like to invite Jesse.
Thank you.